I felt the way the Lord wanted us to piggyback on last week's message. And it was a dream that Jane Hammond had a while back, and she shared it on Give Him 15 earlier in the month of June. And it really flows well with last week's message. It's called Pursue, Overtake, and Recover All. Brianna helped you out with that ahead of me. Thank you. But I don't know if you all know who Jane Hammond is. Probably most of you know that her and her husband, Tom, are co-pastoring a church called Vision Church down in Santa Rosa Beach. Ann and I were ordained through them back in 2006, and again through Dr. Parnell's ministry in about 2012, I'm guessing. So we were able to spend a little time with her, and she's a very interesting and down-to-earth person. And so when I saw this, I read it, and I said, this is a good reprise from last week. So I want to just... I just want to share it with you, and I think God is going to continue to speak to us about recovering. So Jane and Tom, her husband, were recently on a vacation in the south of France. I haven't quite made it there yet. But she says, we were wandering around a farmer's market, going from stall to stall, of fruits, veggies, and flowers. She said, I had on a crossbody purse, which I kept a firm hand on. However, for a moment, I became distracted, reached for one of the products on display. Suddenly, someone brushed up against me, and I felt my purse being unzipped. I quickly grabbed my purse and looked around. Two women were walking close beside me, acting like nothing had happened. Before I knew it, a very large man came up behind these women and started screaming. He hit one woman in the head, and the woman took off running. The man ran after them, screaming at them in French, obviously confronting them for trying to pick my pocket. The thieves got away, but were unsuccessful in taking my money from me. She says, how many times has the enemy picked our pockets and stolen from us while we've been distracted by things going on around us? Jesus warned us in John 10:10, the thief does not come except to steal, to kill, and to destroy. I have come that they may have life and they may have it more abundantly. I'm glad he put that more in there, because I like more. Clearly, a thief is prowling around seeking to steal our finances, our health, our families, our peace, and even our divine purpose. He seeks to kill our hopes and dreams. He's determined to destroy the destiny of nations and generations. She said, as I prayed about this, I heard the Lord say, the thieves did not succeed with you, nor will they succeed with my discerning ecclesia. Like the man that pursued the thieves, I'm calling a call to arms for my people to discern the spirit of robbery, and like David at Ziklag, to pursue, overtake, and recover all. It's time for my people to rise up and fight for their families and their land. To define what a call to arms is, it means it's a call to engage in active hostilities, to prepare for confrontation, a demand for a group of people to fight against an enemy, a command to report for active military duty. An appeal to fight or engage in a conflict, a battle cry. This is not a time to be passive spectators. but active participators in the spiritual battle for our nation. There is an army rising up. And I guess I'm asking you today, which group are you in? Are you in the passive spectators? It's pretty simple. You got to just do nothing. Or are you an active participator? Several years ago, she says, I had another vision of a boxing ring. Inside the ring were two demonic spirits named the Devourer and the Destroyer. And they weren't fighting each other, but rather they were dancing around in the ring, yelling at the assembled crowd and looking for an opponent. It was much like Goliath when he mocked and taunted Israel, saying, "Who's going to fight me?" These demons were jeering at the crowd of people, mocking them and their Christ, and daring someone to step into the ring with them. As I looked at the crowd, I knew most of the people were strong believers and leaders who seemed mesmerized by what was being said. No one moved. No one stepped up. This seemed unusual because these people were real fighters who never backed down when the enemy was present. What was going on? As I watched, I thought, why doesn't someone get up in the ring and knock their heads off and make them be quiet? Then I saw the reason. When boxers get in the ring, they often wear robes on their shoulders with their names written on the back. These demons had robes draped across their shoulders. However, rather than their names, these words were written. This is just life. I heard the voice of the Lord say, tell the people, no, this is not just life. It's not just life that people struggle financially during a bad economy. It's not just life when your children go into rebellion when they go to college. It's not just life when you get older, your body breaks down and you become vulnerable to sickness and disease. And it's not just life that your nation is being swallowed up by wrong ideologies. These are the works of the Devourer and the Destroyer. Rise up and fight back in the spirit and recover all they have stolen. Now is the time to catch the thief and take back all he's taken from us. Lives are at stake. Nations hang in the balance, waiting for the people of God to rise up and fight back through prayers, decrees, and prophetic acts. We see in a biblical depiction in 2 Kings chapter 8, in the story of the Shunammite woman recovering her house and her land. This is the same woman who received a miracle through the words of the prophet Elisha and bore a son after many years of barrenness. It's found in 2 Kings chapter 4. Years later, when the boy was a teen, he fell over dead. This woman, full of faith, cried out to the prophet, made an appeal, and saw her son raised from the dead. 2 Kings 4:32. Several chapters later, the prophet told the woman there would be a drought in the land and to take her son and go live elsewhere for a few years. She was gone 7 full years, during which time someone else moved into her house, took her possession of her land. Let's be clear, it still belonged to her. She obeyed the prophet, but the robber saw the opportunity and took it. since she could have just said, oh, well, this is life. After all, I was gone for 7 years. I understand how that can happen. No, she did not accept the this is just life lie. She didn't accept it when her son dropped dead years before, and she wouldn't accept it now. 2 Kings 8, 3 and 6 tells us what happened next. It came to pass at the end of 7 years that the woman returned from the land of the Philistines. She went to make an appeal to the king for her house and her land. Verse 6. So the king appointed a certain officer for her, saying, restore all that was hers and all the proceeds of the field from the day that she left the land until now. That's a nice windfall. She didn't even think she was going to get her house and land back, but she got all the produce for 7 years, what was worth 7 years' worth. She made an appeal for both her house and her land. This is the position of ecclesia today. We need to contend for our own house, our families, finances, health, and more. But we also need to contend for our land, our territory, and our nation. It's not an either-or situation, it's a both-and. We need to rise up boldly, come before the throne of grace to make our appeal to the King, an appeal to heaven. I forgot to put that flag out here this morning, but an appeal to heaven for full recovery. We must open our mouths to pray, decree, and prophesy. And as we heard earlier today, and witness and share the love of Christ through the gospel. The king's decree was to restore all. The Shunammite was not just going to get her house and land back. She was to receive a full recovery. Sevenfold of all that should have been hers from the time she left the land until that day. To ensure she got back everything, the king appointed a certain officer to assist her and enforce the restoration. This is the picture of God sending angelic hosts from his throne to war for our families, the church, and our nation. So, Lord, give me eyes to see everything the thief has stolen from me, my family, and my nation. I repent of this is just life passivity, and commit to answering your call to arms. I will pursue, overtake, and recover all the thief has robbed from me, my house, and my land, in Jesus' name. So today, we can decree this together. That's why I put it on the PowerPoint. I decree angels are being sent to bring a sevenfold restoration of all that has been stolen. Prodigals are coming home. Property is being restored. And America will recover her destiny and once again be a shining light to the nations. For some reason, our internet is down today, so I can't show you the song with the verb words on it, but I want to play this song. It's called Speak to the Mountains. And as I play this song, I want you to go to the Lord and ask him what you need recovery for in your life. It's about a 5-minute song, so you'll have plenty of time to talk to the Lord about this. Oh. Oh boy. Richard.
Cause my God is greater than death.
So our God is bigger, greater, stronger than anything the devil can throw at us. You know, it's such a misunderstanding of how strong, how powerful God is. It's not like there's God and the devil and they're complete opposites and they're equal. There is no comparison between them. So I want to close today with this prayer. Being the 4th of July weekend, I want to pray for our nation. So let's pray. Dear God, we thank you. We thank you for giving us this nation. We thank you for the freedom we enjoy, the freedom we have found in you. It all comes from your mighty hand. We commit to honor you in all that we do. Where there is darkness, may we shine your light. Where there is conflict, please bring unity. Where there is hatred, may we bring your love. Where there is brokenness, please bring healing. Where there is fear, help us share your hope. This Independence Day, we declare our dependence on you. If we humble ourselves and pray, seek your face, and turn from our sin, you will heal our land. Yes, you will heal our land. So, Father, we thank you. We thank you for what you are continuing to do in our hearts today. Even as we go our ways, I pray that you continue to manifest in our hearts. I thank you that you have showed us what we can speak to the mountain. What do we want to recover, Lord God? What is that we want to recover? It could simply be our joy. It could be finances. It could be a relationship. It could be so many things. And so, Father, we just speak to that mountain and we say, we recover all in Jesus' name. We ask you to bless the rest of our time here together and the rest of this week as we celebrate with friends and family the freedoms we have, which are never free in this country, except the freedom to love and serve the Lord. So we thank you and we praise you now in Jesus' name. Amen.